I've had gerbils, hamsters when I was a kid, then rats, degus. I've had lots of pets, but I think my favorite pet has to be the bunnies.
That's Casper Dunning. He's in his 40s and lives in downtown Toronto. He's always been an animal lover, aside from a bad experience with a hamster.
Little spawns of Satan.
But for Casper, no pet has ever compared to his bunny, Sunkey.
Sunkey was a brownish color. Most people refer to the breed as a velveteen rabbit. Very short, fluffy, almost plush fur. I've had many people say it felt like petting a cloud. Don't know how you pet a cloud, but that's me thinking in more literal terms, which is one of the symptoms of Asperger's.
Casper was diagnosed with autism as a teenager.
No, we didn't really know much about it, and it wasn't as easy to research as it is now online. My full name is Beth Dunning, and I'm Casper's mum. Well, he was fairly quiet. A lot of times he didn't like new things too well. That was just normal Kim, and we just figured, you know, all kids are different.
That's Casper's actual name, Kim. He picked up the nickname Casper while in Air Cadets, and he stuck with it ever since.
Well, before Air Cadets, I was extremely shy, didn't have many friends, if at all, and the friends I had were usually either a lot younger or a lot older than I was. I'd much rather sooner hang out with the teachers in school than the kids my age.
It used to kind of melt. It literally just kind of melt down onto the floor when he was having a problem. One of our favorite expressions was Kimmy careful, because he didn't always look out for himself.
Oh, in what way?
Well, he could line himself up to go through a door and bump into the door jamb. So we had to make sure that he was aware and would look after himself.
Casper got his bunny Sunkey about 8 years ago and bonded pretty quickly with him. Having Sunkey with him provided emotional support for Casper when he encountered a stressful situation.
Sunkey was the most attuned bunny to my emotions. Sunkey had a tendency to sit rock solid still, but if he sensed that I was going into a meltdown or a panic attack, he'd hop around, he'd check things out. He would get very active and alert me to something that wasn't quite right.
Soon after getting Sunkey, Casper began doing research into service animals. He hoped he could get service animal distinction for Sunkey.
I came across a very unique law in Ontario. Basically, what it says is any animal can be a service animal as long as there's a letter from either a doctor, psychiatrist, or a registered nurse. I took that a step further and learned how to do training for an autistic service dog and modified it a little bit to fit Sunkey and fit bunnies.
Sunkey became the first ever service bunny in the province of Ontario. Wherever Casper went, Sunkey could go too. Casper even fitted a pet stroller with everything he and his bunny need when going out for the day.
It is the most teched out stroller anywhere. For me, I've got my cell phone, my tablet, right up on the handlebars, right where I can get at them. It's got camera equipment on it. He's got his hay. He's got his toys, stuffies, mostly Star Wars. Well, all Star Wars.
Yeah, I've noticed a definite Star Wars theme going on here, hey? Was that your ringtone?
Mm-hmm. Star Wars.
Yeah.
He's a big Star Wars fan. Beth says that having the rabbit has given Casper more freedom and confidence going out in public.
It allowed him access to a lot more places and to feel comfortable going, and his emotional support is there.
Earlier this year, I have a very severe allergy to peanuts, and I had eaten something that might have contained peanuts. I wasn't entirely sure. And because we were out, that was Sunkey's first ride in an ambulance. A like anybody, going to the hospital is stressful enough. For me, it's even worse. You're in a strange environment, strange people, but he helped me because he was there. He was the constant. He was familiar to me. Sunki, he would tolerate just about anything. If I threw something at him, like a new adventure, he'd go along with it. He was a little fluffball when I got him. He wasn't quite the character he became, but he had a lot of followers later on when we started his blog, which is how you found us.
My name is Sunkeith. I am a service animal. More specifically, I am an emotional support animal. What that means is I help keep my daddy happy so he doesn't harm himself or others.
Casper started blogging as Sunkey whenever they went out to events together or just had something exciting or important to share. He noticed the blog becoming more and more popular, and he soon became immersed in a worldwide community of bunny fans.
Sunkey was infamous in the bunny world. Sunkey had followers from as far away as Russia, Switzerland, New Zealand, you name it, he had a fan from that country. Except for Antarctica. But given time, we probably would have invaded that spot too. One of our favorite websites is sort of a cross between MySpace and Facebook, but all for bunnies. It's called Bun Space. They have their own profiles, their own buddies, their own friends.
They even give each other carrots instead of likes.
And the last I checked, there was close to 25,000 bunnies registered on Bun Space. And that's all over the world. Instead of the humans talking, the bunnies are the ones that do most of the talking. So it's usually the humans behind the keyboard transposing what their bunnies are doing. And because we know their personalities, we will give them the voice, which is what I do in the blogs. Sunkey's blog, for instance, I wrote it, but it was from Sunkey's perspective. We sort of have a connection, and I know what he's feeling, he knows what I'm feeling.
I made a list of everything Daddy does for me. 1. He keeps me safe. 2. He feeds me. 3. He takes me on adventures. 4. He keeps me healthy, even though it means going to the vet. He gives me treats. It's number 5. 6. He talks to me. 7. He gives me a home to live in. And my top reason, he loves me.
When he started having health problems, those followers stepped up and started providing cash for and donations for his vet care so that he wouldn't go without and I wouldn't lose him so quickly. Unfortunately, those vet care and the health problems caught up with him. I was prepared for the inevitable. I just hoped it wouldn't come quite as soon, because I was really, really, really close to Sunkey. And to have to put him to sleep hit me exceedingly hard. It took me almost an hour struggling with it just to give the vet the word. And it was thanks to my parents that decision finally came. And I was able to get Darth Hopper the same day as Sunkey was put to sleep. And I am really glad of that. Because I don't think I could have lasted even a couple hours without having Sungi with me.
Casper now has his two bunnies, Darth Hopper and Chewbacca. He set up blogs for both of them, but Darth Hopper is the main bunny that goes out with him now. Sunkey was famous for his support of Rabbit Rescue, a no-kill rabbit shelter in southern Ontario. Casper and Sunkey were asked to be the official bloggers of the group's annual Bun Fest in Toronto, which draws hundreds of bunnies and bunny owners every year.
For the first year, this year, Sunkey wasn't covering it. Darth Hopps did. Sunkey had a ton of followers. He had friends at Bun Fest. He was so famous that he got free stuff. They'd set aside an entire bag of hay and willow branches and leaves just for him. This past Bun Fest, there was a lot of sympathy, a lot of crying because Sunkey passed. In fact, there was an announcement made during Bun Fest that Sunkey had passed, and a moment of silence for him. As one person put it, he was the ambassador of bunnies to the world. And I believed it. He was the ambassador for bunny care and how much a bunny can impact a human life.